Now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services. Total Country Bob FM.
Hear ye, it's Bob Almanac time. Also, hear ye, please hear everything. If you want to go to the Tom Petty tribute at the Medina Entertainment Center, it's called Free Falling Tom Petty Tribute. A pair of tickets could be yours if you can answer today's Almanac quiz question. We don't know what that question is until the end of the Almanac. That's the beauty of it.
It is. Something might just strike our fancy. Usually it's yours. Occasionally it's me.
Thursday, December 5th, 340th day of the year. And our patent of the day is the Stilson wrench.
Oh, yeah.
The Stilson wrench, D.C. Stilson. He was out of Somerville, Massachusetts. Guy was a plumber. And basically the first practical pipe wrench.
Mm-hmm.
It's about time. You know, with the big, huge, oh, my goodness, just... I love seeing those big pipe wrenches.
Yeah.
I mean, it's something you could wrap around a telephone pole or a light pole.
They're those big. Ones that are kind of like F-shaped.
Yes.
Yeah.
1876, 1833, Utah became the last of the 36 states that were currently states to ratify the 21st Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Now, the 21st Amendment... ended, what was it, the 19th Amendment? Was the 19th, is that the one about Prohibition?
Yeah.
And then we had the 21st that came in that ended Prohibition. One amendment ends the other one.
Right.
Basically. And Utah, well, it makes sense for Utah.
Right.
They're the Mormons, very conservative.
Yep.
They would be the last to end Prohibition and let the booze flow again.
Yes.
Let the booze flow. Because alcohol, the problem too... and the, what did Homer say? The problem to the cause and the, whatever it was.
Yeah.
I can't think of it.
Yeah. But it was, you know, we wouldn't have had Gunsmoke if they had Prohibition back in the 1800s. You know, I mean, we wouldn't have had a Long Branch. We would have had nothing. It wouldn't have been any good.
Did they have an ice maker at the Long Branch?
I don't know. They shipped that in and put it into those houses.
Alcohol, the cause and the cure to all of life's problems. The cause and the solution to all of life. I think that's what Homer said one time. And
he's not far from
truth. And I think he's the one who may have said take it on a chin, too.
Might
have been Homer Simpson. That was 1933, 1952.
Mm.
Have you heard of, killer this, killer that, killer tomatoes?
Mm-hmm.
How about killer smog?
It started on the 5th of December. Fog laid a blanket over the London area. The fog and smoke mixed together in a dark, yellow, choking mass.
Smog has become one of the greatest mass murderers of modern times.
As the 5 days passed, the emergency built up. Ice and frost joined in to make matters even worse.
So this is in London, England, 1952. Smog is the combination of what two things?
Smoke.
Smoke.
And rain, moisture.
Fog.
Fog.
Smoke and fog equals smog. And we had killer smog. It was called the Great Smog of London.
I didn't know it was killer.
It was killer. It was killer. Killer smog because people died. They couldn't breathe.
I suppose.
There are interviews of people. They could not breathe. They were trying to catch their breath. The air was so dirty.
Wow.
Because of pollution, they had no regulations back then. Anything could come out of your coal stack, whatever you wanted to go out of there. This was a four-day smog. Over 8,000 deaths were attributed to conditions. 8,000 deaths attributed. You know,
that's
people
insane.
Already had problems breathing and things.
Yes.
And they need to clean up the air there above London. 1955, this historic event.
Mrs. Rosa Parks was arrested and taken from the bus just because she refused to give up her seat.
The driver, he said, y'all make it light on yourselves and let me have those seats.
And that was the day when we decided that we were not going to take segregated buses any longer.
Joanne Robinson wrote up this leaflet proposing a one-day bus boycott.
I didn't go to bed that night. I cut those stencils. I ran off 35,000 copies.
This has to be stopped.
So this was the bus boycott day in Montgomery, Alabama. Just a few days after Rosa Parks had been arrested after refusing to give up her seat. on the bus. That was, I think, December 1st. And then December 5th, they did the bus boycott in Montgomery, Alabama, and the buses were totally empty.
A statement needed to be made at that point.
They did, and they made their point, and they see that as the beginning of the big civil rights movement.
Yep.
1955. 1970 here this date. How do you just walk down the street with the Stanley Cup?
The Stanley Cup and the Conn Smythe trophies are more than symbols of hockey's greatness today. They and the Masterton trophy are objects of a police search. Somebody broke into the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto and stole them today. And it's not the first such theft. The last time the trophies were stolen, they were returned to the Hall of Fame 4 days later after the thieves made arrangements with the police through an intermediary. That was in April of 1968.
So it was stolen in 68. You think they would have increased the security in 1970, just 2 years later.
But they didn't.
And they stole it again. So the Stanley Cup, the Conn Smythe Trophy, and the Bill Masterton Trophy. They say Masterson here, but it's Masterton.
Because he was the North Stars.
First year of the North Stars and died when his head hit the ice so sadly and tragically. They did get those items returned. Obviously, they eventually were returned in 1970.
I wonder if they've been stolen since. I don't think so.
No, this is the only time, either 68 or 70, that this gets mentioned on the Bob Almanac.
Right.
So it must not have happened if it's not mentioned on the Bob Almanac, of course.
Nelson Mandela's face is one of the most recognizable in the world. And tonight, in South Africa, this symbol of racial equality died at the age of 95.
And there was only one person who could play him in a movie, Morgan Freeman.
For sure.
Morgan Freeman was almost a dead ringer for Nelson Mandela, who died this date, the South African icon. He was 95, spent 27 years in prison. And then he attained his freedom in 1990. All kinds of honors, peace prizes, Nobel.
Yep.
And
guy suffered.
But 95 persevered. Years, had a nice long life.
Yeah, good for
him. And good to see that he saw, you know, he was released after 27 years in 1990, so he could spend at least 23 years in freedom.
He had some good years there.
Yeah. 2022, let's remember.
Now, all we really know is that Robin is using my secret password to break into my corporation's confidential files. And from the date on these, well, it looks like he's been doing it since the day after we first slept together. So all I think we can really conclude from this is that I am too stupid to live!
Kirstie Alley. She passed away 2 years ago. She was fighting, and she had colon cancer.
Yes.
She was only 71. She was a cheer. She had her own show, Veronica's Closet, but in some movies as well. She was a Klingon.
She was
a Klingon in The Wrath of Khan.
Did well in that. And, you know, and stepping in for Shelley Long on Cheers, and like they did several other times, they found the right person and the character, and the show persevered and got better almost.
So Robin Colcord was a criminal.
He was.
He was a cheater and a criminal, and we found that out right there. He was taking advantage of Rebecca.
Yeah.
All right, birthdays down again. Quiz.
In today's story, Skeletor was looking for a shortcut, a quick way to riches and power. You may know some people like that, always looking for the quick way to get ahead of everybody else. Well, it doesn't work that way. The people who succeed are the ones who work for what they want.
Yes, very, very wise words there from He-Man. The voice of He-Man, John Irwin, is 88 today.
Wow.
He's a cartoon voice. You hear him in Back to the Future. He's the guy on the radio doing the football play-by-play when they're looking, you know, they're looking in the sports almanac.
Yes.
And it's got the results already there. He's been on Seinfeld, but most notable as the voice of not only He-Man, but of course, Prince Adam on He-Man. And then at the end of He-Man, they would have those little PSAs at the end.
Right.
You know, if Skeletor didn't try to take the easy way out, quick way to power and riches, he wouldn't be Skeletor. Right?
Right.
He'd be a productive citizen and member of society.
He's a bad guy.
He is.
You gotta do some things that aren't right.
Yeah. So, John Irwin, happy birthday to him. Great voice guy. Speaking of voices. Mm-hmm. Sing along if you know the words. I believe it's in Italian, Neil. How's your Italian?
Not that good. Days? I haven't heard any words yet, though.
I know it's coming.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, solo mio. He is in the middle. He's not Malcolm in the middle. He's Jose in the middle. Jose Carreras, one of the three tenors.
Oh, very nice.
Is 78 today. One of those is I think
One is gone.
I think Domingo's alive. The Pavarotti's the one who has passed.
Okay.
So two of the three tenors are still with us.
Yep.
On Seinfeld, they just called him the other guy. Yep. The other one. Oh, the other one. Jose Carreras is 78. Touching you. So warm and tender. Pop tunes from the 70s. It's Andy Kim.
Love it. Sweet surrender.
He co-wrote Sugar Sugar.
Now this I can sing along.
For the Archies.
Yep. Yep.
You know he is still recording, but he's using the stage name Baron Longfellow.
Seriously?
Yeah, he's Baron Longfellow. So if you run across any Baron Longfellow CDs in the bargain bin,
we'll know who it is. It's Andy Kim.
It's actually Andy Kim.
How old is he now?
78 for Andy Kim. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. It's Know Your Loggins and Messina. Whose birthday is it? Is it Kenny Loggins or is it Jim Messina?
I'm going to say Jim Messina.
Yeah, good guess. Use your deductive reasoning.
Yeah, Kenny Loggins would have been listed.
Which your staff would have actually known about Kenny Loggins.
Yeah.
Jim Messina, one half of Loggins and Messina. And, he was in Poco, but who wasn't?
Right. That band, everybody that was in Poco eventually did something else.
77, Jim Messina.
And all these so-called authorities with physiques, where obviously they have never participated in a sport in their life. I think they got confused with Vince McMahon Jr., who came out and admitted that Hulk Hogan's a clown. Well, you know, Hogan, if you want to prove to the kiddies that you can do more than tear off your T-shirt or hold your ear, I even give you a shot at the heavyweight championship of the world. But we're on ESPN.
Larry Zbysko.
Proving you can do more than tear off your T-shirt. That's good.
Larry Zbysko was an AWA World Heavyweight Champion. He wrestled in the WWF. He had some classic feuds with Bruno Sammartino, Nick Bockwinkle, Greg Gagne, among others. And Larry Zbysko here today he's 71 for Larry Zbysko. And he had a nickname, and I can't think of it right now. Was he the Great One or... I can't remember. But Larry Zbysko, who was not afraid. He and Nick Bockwinkle, I mean, some of these wrestlers who were not afraid to wrestle with chest hair.
Right.
You have to give it for them, because a lot of them are shaving and waxing and, you know, using the Nair. I hope it had aloe vera.
Anti-chafing.
There aren't many hairy chests out there in wrestling today.
No.
Are there?
No.
I don't know if there's something about wind resistance when you're flying through the air in a flying drop kick or a choke slam. It has just enough weight where it's hard for you to get that person up to do the choke slam. I don't know.
There's a magic in the early morning.
Go with it. Yes, you're right. Yeah, I know you were kind of on the cusp there.
Yeah, I don't recognize it.
Well, this is Eight is Enough, which is a good show, but I liked it before when the working title of the Waltons was Seven is Enough.
It's a portrait.
The Waltons had seven. The Bradfords were eight. One of the Bradford girls. They had five daughters. They didn't make it even. Five daughters, three boys. And she was Elizabeth Bradford, one of the younger gals. Connie Newton, 75 today.
I should have asked her faster, but I waited too long.
In a red hot minute. He played harmonica for Garth Brooks.
I didn't get her guitar.
Oh, yeah.
I never got her.
He's playing guitar in the video, so that's obvious. Ty England is 61. Are there any country singers that don't play guitar? Singer-songwriter, because that's what they used us to, you know, it's piano and guitar. I think just about all of them play guitar at differing levels. of success, but Ty England, kind of a one-hit wonder, because he had Should Have Asked Her Faster, which was a hit single, top five, and then he didn't have another top 20, and that is my definition of a one-hit wonder. Ty England, a 61. And I don't want the world to see me, because I don't think that they'd understand. Lead singer, the Goo Goo Dolls. The Goo Goo Gaga Dolls. You do know this one.
Oh, yeah.
This was the movie. Wasn't it Nick Cage? It was from a Nick Cage and Meg Ryan movie.
Okay.
Can't remember what it was. If somebody is an angel or something. But it's Johnny Resnick. Not Redneck. You might be a Resnick. Johnny Resnick, 59. Gary Allen, you know what he sounds like? I think he just played one on the All Request Lunch Hour the other day. I know you're a big fan.
I am.
A heck of a singer and performer. And how is he live and in person, Neil?
Awesome.
Gary Allen?
He's great. So. Yep, he's going to be at Lakes Jam, as we found out.
I am amazed you've got those all memorized already. You can't wait for summer 2025.
Oh, it's going to be
big. Outdoor music
it's
festival
going
season.
To be big.
Gary Allen's 57.
Pretty crazy about Andy and Michelle Obama, huh?
Yeah. It's almost unbelievable.
What?
Well, you know how Andy has been really salting my onions lately?
Sure.
Well, when he asked me to look up his ancestry online, I remember that news story about Michelle Obama having white relatives, and I just knew he would eat that up.
So he's not related to Michelle Obama?
Pam, I barely know how to turn on my computer.
So she was an addition late in the seasons of The Office. After Michael left, you know, Steve Carell, after he left The Office, they brought in some other people to kind of manage The Office, and she was one of them.
Okay.
She's British. She was in Doctor Who, which is kind of Star Trek for the English people. Catherine Tate is 55 here today. Let's see.
You're a mess.
Yeah, you're not exactly my type either. So why didn't I send you back?
I'm not authorized to answer your question.
Why didn't he send you back?
He was dead.
That's a pretty good reason right there.
Yeah, that is probably the reason.
That's the actor Nick Stahl, who was John Connor in Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines.
Nice.
Skynet, Neil. Beware. Skynet, be very aware.
I'm writing this down.
Of Skynet. And I think they should have stopped it at Terminator 3, to be honest. I think they went on a little too far.
They might have.
Yeah. 45 for him.
Dad's hair. Ugh. Yeah, I know. It's gross. But hey, if a bunch of birds can make the best out of what they get, and so can I.
Malcolm!
Like having to go to special class. I can make it work out, right?
He was in the middle, Malcolm in the middle, and his dad, played by Bryan Cranston, speaking of chest hair, would shave his chest and back and then leave the hair in the backyard on a piece of paper for the birds to take to make nests out of.
Oh,
which is
so
great.
Thoughtful.
It is very thoughtful. Caring about God's creatures.
That is good.
Frankie Muniz, who was Malcolm, 39. He's now a stock car racer.
Wow, 39. Gone but not forgotten today, Jim. We're going to start with our eighth president of our United States and maybe the best sideburns of all of our presidents. Martin Van Buren, born on this day, the year 1782.
If it was a heavy rain, people would seek shelter under those sideburns.
They provided many
uses. Run for cover.
Right. U.S. Cavalry General George Armstrong Custer.
What is he doing here, Neil? And
from the rear, well, was it didn't work out, I will tell you that.
It was doomed to fail.
It was doomed to fail.
What am I doing here? Please, Mr. Custer.
The great Larry Verne novelty song.
They didn't do enough research here. There were some warnings. He didn't heed them. And his 300 men against whatever it was, 3,000 of the Indian nation, it was ugly.
Plus, he was last in his class.
Yeah, he wasn't the smartest guy, and he was kind of pompous. George Armstrong Custer, didn't work out well, 1839. Moving on, he was a chewing gum magnate, Philip K. Wrigley. He owned the Cubs until his death. And the Wrigley chewing gum cigars.
Who didn't like good? Double pleasure is waiting for you.
Oh, it's so good. 1894 for Philip K. Wrigley. Made a fortune in chewing gum. Producer, director, TV star Walt Disney, 1901.
This pompous-looking individual is Doc, the self-appointed leader of the group. And this little fellow is bashful. He's secretly in love with Snow White. And this funny face is Sneezy. He has hay fever.
Unrequited love there.
Yes.
Between Bashful and Snow White. And then, of course, didn't you just use the word pompous? Is that why your friends called you Doc? You were pompous?
I was.
Like Doc of the Seven Dwarfs?
Yes.
We don't have time to go through all seven, of
no,
course.
No, we don't. But Walt Disney there, we got Disneyland, we got Disney World, we got Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, and the list goes on and on. The guy was a tremendous talent. Walt Disney, 1901. Singer and preacher, Little Richard, 1932. The 50s were good. Little Richard. Oh, 1932 for Little Richard. Singer, songwriter's written. You may know more of his songs as a songwriter than as a performer, but I really enjoy my buddy Little Al and I are big fans of J.J. Cale. Might recognize that.
After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out.
He wrote a bunch of tunes.
Oh, no doubt.
One of the greats.
Call Me the Breeze for Leonard Skinner, Cocaine.
After midnight.
This is so good. I wish we had more time. Eric Clapton's After Midnight made a big hit, but J.J. Cale's version, one of my favorites. 1938 for J.J. Cale. He was one of the Iron Curtain, Steve Furness. Not an original guy.
Was it
maybe?
The Iron Curtain or the Steel Curtain?
The Steel Curtain.
Okay,
excuse me.
I didn't know if he was over there guarding Czechoslovakia.
He might have been. That's just like Wisconsin.
He's standing at the Berlin Wall.
Yeah, the Steel Curtain.
Okay,
he played
gotcha.
For the Steelers, my bad. And, he was a good defensive lineman. Steve Furness, born on this day, 1950. From the group Great White, Jack Russell. Wasn't that long ago we lost him.
They kind of were doing an almanac salute.
Yeah, they he had a falling out with the band. He went on to do his solo stuff, did all the Great White songs.
Great White.
Great White. The rest of the guys did the stuff, and so they both were touring. So you always had
how
to see.
Confusing
yeah,
is that?
Yeah, it was very confusing. Jack Russell, born on this day, 1960. And one more actress, Carrie Hamilton. She was Carol Burnett's daughter. She was in the TV series Fame. Lost her young, sadly. She was born on this day in 1963. Jim, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Question for the Tom Petty tribute tickets at the Medina this Saturday. Doors at 7, music at 8. Walt Disney used what word to describe Doc? He described Doc in one word. What was that word that he used to describe Doc? And then I asked Neil if that nickname is why he has that nickname from his friends back in the day.
Back from high school days.
Yes. So 763-450-0100, 763-450-0100. First one who calls in and has the correct answer gets to go to see the Tom Petty tribute.
It's a good show, too.
And isn't there a tribute before
yes,
them?
Is that Crosby, Stills, Nash,
Crosby,
and
Stills,
Young,
yeah. Nash. And, oh, it's an Ann Young tribute.
I
so they're including
so.
Neil Young in there as well. That's good.
Yeah.
Would you like to start George Strait with Big One is your kickoff song here, good up-tempo? Only in America, Brooks and Dunn or Hank Williams Jr. and Texas Women.
Well, since Brooks and Dunn won't be touring for a while because Ronnie Dunn had a skiing mishap,
I see.
Yeah, he's out of commission. We'll do some Brooks and Dunn for you this
week. WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud.